Bursary. Kisumu County Government has released bursaries and full scholarships worth ₱51.2 million to support bright and needy students in the county. Through the initiative, some 1,050 students will benefit ahead of schools reopening for second term in May. Kisumu County Governor Anyang Nyong'o said the move targets to cushion parents and learners who are struggling to raise school fees amidst tough economic times. "We are here to put smiles on the faces of needy students who have been spending sleepless nights agonizing where their school fees will come from," he said. This, he said, was part of the financial year 2023-2024 bursary allocation by the county, adding that despite the huge investment, some 350 learners were left out. "The demand for bursaries and scholarships," he added, "was huge, calling on partners and stakeholders to chip in and bring on board those left out of the county program." In a speech read on his behalf by Deputy Governor Matthew Zawili during the issuance of the bursaries and scholarships, Professor Nyong'o lauded the support from Equity Bank, KCB, Family Bank, Kisumu Water and Sanitation Company, Kawasco, and the national government for rolling out similar initiatives to support needy students. His government, he said, was committed to scaling up the kitty to ensure 100% transition and boost of education standards in the county. Since 2017, he said, the county government has issued ₱308,245,862 as scholarships to 2,310 students and ₱723,847,841 in bursaries to over 78,572 successful applicants. This brings to ₱1,032,093,703 the money the county government has disbursed in scholarships and bursaries. "We have helped thousands of students, and we are going for more needy but bright children. We promise to do this as a strategy to ensure smooth transition from Class 8 to secondary education and into universities," he said. To ensure transparency and accountability, he said, county and ward education bursary and scholarship committees have been established to vet applications and ensure that only deserving cases are considered. He asked school principals to acknowledge receipt of the funds and issue receipts to the Department of Education to enhance transparency. Beneficiaries, he added, have been notified to also submit to the Department of Education report forms, fee structures, academic transcripts and fee statements in good time. The county government, he added, has invested heavily in vocational training to spur economic development in the area. From 2018 to date, the number of vocational training centers in Kisumu has increased from 20 to 26. "We spent approximately ₱206 million in capitation grants and we commit to increasing the allocation. We urge the youth to enroll in vocational training centers near them since the county guarantees partial payment of applicable fees of ₱15,000, he said.